Janet Spry of the U.S. Census Bureau addressed the Pocahontas County Commission's June 21st meeting about temporary jobs with the Census Bureau. She said that the U.S. Census Bureau will be taking applications, testing, and interviewing for clerks, census takers, field supervisors, and office operations supervisors for the 2018 census test in Pocahontas County. People interested in any of these temporary positions should call 1-888-480-1639 for an application, fill out the application, and then bring it with them to one of the following interviews. Wednesday, June 28th at 11 a.m. and a second one at 3 p.m. at the Hillsborough Library. On Thursday, June 29th, one at 11 a.m. and a second one at 4 p.m. at the McClintock Library, Marlinton. Wednesday, July 5th at 3 p.m. at the Durbin Library. Thursday, July 6th at 2:30 p.m. at the Greenbank Library. And Friday, July 7th at 1 p.m. at the Linwood Library. Spry said that you will need to have an email address where you can be reached at, and there will be a skills test along with the interview. There will be future interviews if you can't make any of these. Margaret Werf spoke at the meeting and informed the commissioners that she and Haley Harold recently visited the U.S. Senate along with a group of women from Quakers for the Earth. Their goal was to meet with and convince the members of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to not appoint any new commissioners to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, because things are just too volatile politically right now, and because they are concerned that FERC displays, quote, too much evidence of misconduct, unquote, in its support of pipeline construction. Werf met with the staffs of senators who were sympathetic, but a Pennsylvania senator and Senator Capito both refused to have a meeting with her. Werf was not satisfied with Senator Manchin's approach to pipelines because at a recent town hall in Princeton, Manchin said the American economy needs fossil fuels, and he is an American first and a West Virginia second when it comes to West Virginia's natural resources. John Lazorek also addressed the commissioners and asked them to reverse their support of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and the eminent domain, which will happen if the pipeline is built, or else the commissioners may be voted out of office as happened to the last commissioners who supported eminent domain. Commission President Beard pointed out that the commission's support was only for the first pipeline route that was proposed and then rejected, not the one eventually selected to be built. In other actions, Jimmy Van Reenen delivered the Day Report monthly update to the commissioners, and Commission Attorney Bob Martin expressed his disappointment that only 46 Day Report participants were drug tested in May. Martin said the judges expect that each participant should be drug tested at least weekly, which, with the 21 participants in the program in May, should have been at least 84 drug tests, not 46, especially since 10 of the 46 tests were positive for drugs. In other significant actions, the commissioners approved the hiring of Joe Emmer as a full-time 911 dispatcher. They also approved hiring Shenda Smith as the part-time Pocahontas County Water Task Force Coordinator and agreed to allow her to use the vacant office space in the former shoe factory building. They approved a one-year contract extension to have Global Science and Technology maintain the county's computer network. They appointed David Irvine to a two-year term as the Hillsborough Volunteer Fire Department's representative to the Local Management Planning Committee. Bob Martin informed the commission that while he has been receiving ballots on behalf of the commission regarding the proposed snowshoe RAD, he's also getting a lot of questions and concerns about the effect a RAD would have on the hotel motel tax. Martin pointed out that the RAD would not affect those tax receipts. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.